Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I was rolling down the road in some cold blue steel. I had that blues man on the back in a nutrition.
We're back at 7:23 after the hour. Thank you very much for being part of my day. Always a pleasure. I'm Jim Blasingame. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We'll have a brand new video up there this week. We've got a brand new question on the poll question up this week. Please subscribe to my newsletter and all the other things there that will help you with your small business. Wherever you are on the time continuum of business ownership, from a dream in your head to you're ready to let somebody else have it and move on, anywhere in between, we got something you can read or listen to or even watch there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And we have a mobile site, too. So if you go there on your smartphone, it'll convert right over to your mobile aspect ratio. And we're having a great visit with our new friend David Lappin. He's a rabbi, a corporate advisor, CEO of Lappin International, the author of Lead by Greatness, which is a book I'm looking at right now, and I recommend it to you. David, tell us how we can find you online, please.
Yes, sure. Our website is leadbygreatness.com, where you'll find quite a lot of information and about the book. The book, of course, is available on Amazon.
Right.
And the consulting company, also a lot of material available there, is lappininternational.com.
Check it out. David, there are three quotes that I've accumulated over the years that really mean a lot to me. One of them, I'll go back to the oldest one, Socrates, 2,500 years ago, said, "The greatest way to live your life with honor is to be in reality what you appear to be." And that's authenticity, is what I think about that. And then 50 years ago or 60 years ago, the French Nobel laureate Albert Camus said, "Integrity has no need of rules." And that comes back to what you said a minute ago about know what is not negotiable. And regardless of what the rules say, that's how you behave. And if the rules allow you to fudge, you don't stand behind the rule. You stand behind what you believe in. And then my friend Lynn Morella, our ethics expert in the Brain Trust, said that the definition of ethics is devotion to the unenforceable. Talk to us about what do you think?
I think those are beautiful. I think in the United States we've come to confuse regulation with integrity and with ethics. We are so over-regulated and
over-lawyered.
Absolutely over-lawyered. We begin to believe that as long as we can get around the law, then we're okay. Then we're straight.
And that's what that's what's happened to our political world, David.
Oh, totally. Totally.
That's why there's no leadership. That's why there's no leadership in Washington because you can't swing a cat in Washington without hitting a lawyer.
Absolutely, and it's seeking the solution to everything by throwing money at it or throwing a new regulation at it, and no real appeal to a sense of what's right and a sense to a national ethic and a national morality.
How do we solve this, David? How do we get to a world that Jim and David like?
Now, one of the things that I speak about a lot, Joe, and I'm sure you do too, is the impact that a single individual can have. That sometimes we don't have to start vast national movements.
Right.
Each of us impacts a lot of people. And if you think about it, in your daily interactions, and I'm not even talking about you with a radio show and how many people you impact, but the ordinary person impacts a few hundred people a week, and those people impact a few hundred others each. And before you look around, we can influence hundreds of thousands of people. And if each person in their own way began to stand up against this and speak about what's right and demand what's right and sometimes pay a price to do what's right, I think we'll start getting a shift in people's opinions and ways.
Shouldn't we start with the people we elect to Congress? Shouldn't we, and the White House, shouldn't we start evaluating them from the standpoint of not how pretty they are, whether they look presidential, but rather what kind of character do they have? Isn't that what we should be thinking about?
Oh, yes, absolutely, and we're not doing that nearly enough. And there again, I think that the mainstream media very often tend to push the external factors rather than the internal integrity of the human being,
right,
which is what we should be talking about much more.
Right. Do you think Hollywood and our television situation in America is? I feel that the programming that people see on television, all the reality programs, I don't think that's contributing to building character in America. What do you think?
No, that's completely destroying it. When you think of the fact that Hollywood comes right into your home and how many hours it spends there speaking to your family, it probably influences our kids more than anything else and sets the norm. You know, what the important thing here is, what do we consider normal? And particularly kids, but adults too, who are watching these things for large amounts of time, that sets the parameters of what's accepted behavior. Even subconsciously, it gives a sense of what is normal and what is accepted. And it's a very hard battle to resist that.
We need more programming that has character morals, character results in it, don't you think?
Absolutely. I must tell you, Jim, at one point in raising our kids, when I actually took the TV out of the house for a few years, it completely changed the dynamic of the house. It completely improved the way the kids interacted.
But not the radio. You didn't take the radio out, did you, David?
No, never.
You kept the radio.
Without the radio, how could I listen to you?
Absolutely.
Hey, David, give us that
website again, please.
Thank you. LaffinInternational.com is the consulting company, and the book and my thinking and blogs are at leadbygreatness.com.
Hey, David, will you come back another day?
We'd love to. We'd love to speak some more with you.
Love to have you. We'll get you back again real soon. Thanks for being here. Good job. We'll see you next time.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.